My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. This dictation is for Heli Ronga, Heli, last name Ronga. This dictation was done on October 27th, 2022. Number one, hyponatremia. This hyponatremia has remained stable with recent serum sodium of 134 from 132. The patient denies any symptoms, period. The kidneys have remained very well preserved with BUN of 13 from 10, creatinine of 0.68 from 0.61, and GFR of 78 from 81, period. We advise the patient to restrict her fluid intake to about 1.5 liters in 24 hours, period. However, per the daughter, due to the patient's urological issues and recurrent urinary tract infections, she has to drink at least 2 liters of fluids daily, period. She appears euvolemic. The patient's serum sodium is stable enough where she is not in need of any sodium tablets or urina, U-R-E-N-A. Period. Also, we would not want to increase her current blood pressure, which has remained stable at 146 over 53, period. This hyponatremia is likely due to SIADH. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained very well stable. Very well controlled with A1C of 6.0 from 5.6%. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 146 over 53. Next line, CKD2, which has remained stable, like as previously stated, with BUN of 13, creatinine of 0.68, and GFR of 78, period. There is no urinalysis available. To assess the urinary sediments for activity, there is no evidence of protein with urine protein to creatinine ratio of only 154 milligrams, period. Next line, vaginal prolapse / cystocele, cystocele, / urinary retention. She is currently following with Dr. Chiewe, Chiewai, and she is currently on botanical. Per the daughter, Dr. Chiewe suggests a bowel and bladder stimulator. However, the patient's daughter is having is a little apprehensive about it and would rather get a second opinion or have a cystoscopy instead, period. Next line, constipation. Per the patient's daughter, Miralax result in explosive diarrhea. Therefore, the patient does not take it, period. She states drinking lots of fluids and water assists with, alleviates the constipation, period. We advise her to be mindful of the amount of water that the patient drinks to prevent further decrease in the serum sodium. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is stable on replacement therapy. Next line, atrial fibrillation, which the patient refuses a pacemaker for, period. She follows up with her cardiologist. Next line, dementia. Next line, we will no longer follow up with this patient per her and her daughter's request, period. She will monitor the sodium levels with her primary care provider and will contact us on a TRN basis. And